Hello, debaters, and welcome back to another episode of Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. I'm Professor Graham, here with my pal Kevin, and today the word of the day is going to be disadvantage. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Disadvantages, the lifeblood of traditional debate. Disadvantages have a lot of fun little ways to refer to them. Disads, DAs, the win machine, whatever you want to call them, I suppose. For this video, I'll be calling them DAs, both because it's the least amount of syllables and it's the easiest to type for my script.
Oh, wait, another Barzioli video!
Actually, Kevin, not quite. Traditional forms of debate still have contentions that they just refer to as contentions instead of DAs. DAs are just offensive arguments that prove why the AF is a bad idea. For example, there was an LD topic about whether predictive policing was unjust. If you were the negative and had to defend predictive policing, you could have said that predictive policing is a good thing, being your advantages, or you could have said that getting rid of it was a bad thing, your disadvantages.
You just said the same sentence twice!
It may sound like a trivial distinction, and in some ways it is, but think about it from an argument structure perspective. For your advantages, you just need to win why predictive policing is a good thing by approving examples where that's true. For your contentions that are secretly just DAs, your argument is that the affirmative directly causes something bad to happen. Instead of you solving for some scary impact, your opponents are responsible for causing one, meaning the components necessary for winning those arguments are slightly different. On to the actual lesson. DAs are made up of 3 to 4 parts, just like an advantage. Uniqueness, a link, slash internal links, and an impact. Because we covered most of the basics about how they're structured in the advantage video, this will mostly be dedicated on how to extend one, because despite what you think, they can be a little finicky to extend properly. The best way to extend a DA involves fulfilling the promise of being negative and building the neg wall, usually by using your disproportionate amount of time to fully develop your link and impact stories to the point where your opponents are mortified to even consider giving a rebuttal speech. First off, when extending a DA, you should extend your impact. It should be a quick explanation of your position if you have a lay judge covering the story of the DA. More experienced judges will probably want you to jump straight into the impact. Extend your scariest warrants about what voting for you prevents, and then try to sneak in any turns case arguments you may have lying around. One of my favorite tricks in the book is if it's a resolution that would have an enforcement agency, like the EPA for example, you could read an EPA trade-off DA. In this DA, you argue that EPA work in the area of the plan trades off with their normal duties, which means you cause them to fail doing something else. There's an implicit turns case argument in here. Not only do they likely trigger the impact of the DA, but the agency's split attention means that neither project gets done, and so they don't have enough resources to even put the AF's plan into action. This is one example of a turns case argument, but I promise there are countless more.
Well, since I'm already talking about my impact, should I answer the impact defense here?
That's a good question, Kevin. I would advise against putting unnecessary things into the overview, keeping it as bare bones about your impact and your turns, aka the most important arguments on the DA. Then, as you move on to the line by line, you should answer the arguments in the order that the other team presented them in, which is why the second tip is to follow the line by line. Immediately after you finish the overview, you should jump into answering the specific arguments against you in the order that they were made. Don't jump around, don't try to be fancy, and don't try to group arguments that are super far away from each other. Just answer the arguments straight up. Lastly, and this is where things get a little more nuanced, read more stuff. If your link has any answers to it, you should read more links, develop more arguments. The goal is to make it so your opponents look at this piece of paper and want to vomit thinking about how they're going to answer everything, and that should apply to every part of the DA. You should double down on stabilizing every part of the DA that was answered so the other team has no chance of ever coming back. That being said, you don't want to read more links or impact scenarios on things that they didn't answer. If they concede your impact, then reading more impacts just give them more things to turn and win the round on, because they get the opportunity to respond to your new arguments which you just made. Therefore, if they concede something, bring it up and say that you shouldn't allow new responses. Explain why that argument is significant and move on. Don't dwell on it and just take your dub. While DAs can be kind of simple, I understand that extending them can be a little bit more difficult. So, I hope this video helped you out. Ain't that right, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm just excited this episode wasn't any longer.
Longer? I hardly know her. Hey, thanks again for watching today's episode of Professor Graham's ABCs of Debate. As always, I'm Professor Graham, and that's my pal Kevin. If you ever need any help with debate stuff at all, my email should be right up here. Just make sure you CC your coach. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can with any debate tips that you might need. I'll drop that knowledge on you. Bam.